Well, we are very fortunate to have you here for our retreat. Sister Sujata is 20 years in Gyan. Since you were very little, you came into Gyan.
Yeah, I was 4 years.
Sorry?
I was 4 years.
4 years. You came in the knowledge.
30 years. More than 30 years.
More than 30 years. Okay, yes. And, well, what I, when I met Sister Sujata, what I liked, that you wanted to be a pilot when you were a young girl. So that refers, I think, very spiritual to want to be free and to be flying like a bird, a free soul. Sister Sujata works at Global Hospital. She is a dietitian, but also she's...
fitness advisor.
Sorry?
Fitness advisor,
and it's like you have the wellness apartment in... department. I'm sorry.
You're right, actually. Yes. Wellness apartment.
Yes. And you live just at Global Hospital next to it. And very nurturing, very the specialty of making feel at home and make like a family, like your office sometimes is a short family meeting and everybody feels, you can see everybody feels very at ease. It's very lovely. And you have a lot of people who take benefit of your advice. And also very good at, giving examples and instructions from which we will benefit today about health of the body and soul. Please welcome Sister Sujata.
Om Shanti, and thank you, Sister Helene. I think I feel more responsible now, as she introduced. Okay, is it okay if I stand and talk then? So today is a very unique topic that is related 24/7 with related with our life. Who were there last time in Parents Retreat when we had a talk over here? Okay, brother from Singapore, Sister Helene. So, rest. Everyone is new. You haven't heard about the diet, fitness, and especially what we present, exercise, different kind of. So let us, this is now like beginning of New Year, 2014, and there is no limit for the age, like when you must start your exercise or when you start your meditation or when you start your healthy lifestyle, healthy diet, yeah? So I don't want to ask anyone about their age, yeah? But I would like to ask you, how many are here, they are really, they feel like they have to do exercise every day? Lalita Ben, Sister Helene, Lisa, Sister Z, yeah? And rest of the people, 60% people, they don't want to raise their hand. Or they're just trying whether I should raise or not. This is also exercise, yes. Okay, why you people are interested in exercise?
Oh,
light, active. Okay, and anyone? Positive attitude towards the life. Okay, and
energized.
Hypertension, cardiovascular diseases. Yes, means prevent from the diseases. Any? Okay, and the rest of yes. Justification, wow, great. And what about the others? They think they haven't raised their hand. What is the cause? May I ask this question? Okay. Why? No, first I ask why you are interested to do exercise. The second question is why people, they haven't raised their hand. Yeah? I ask in that way. Yeah, and the second is why you haven't raised. That's the answer I got. And I like her honesty. I'll answer you all further. Yes. Om Shanti. Okay, since how long?
8 years.
8 years. And since how long you are in the knowledge?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. Good point. And anyone? Today actually we are going to talk about this is the main underline actually. Yeah? And anyone want to add in this? Who hasn't raised their hand?
Laziness.
Okay. Yes, what about you? Time waste? Waste of time? Okay. Yes?
It's
exercise.
Lot of walking.
Walking. Okay.
He doesn't need to do separately.
Work is his exercise. Okay. Good. Okay. See, basically, I like that, although Baba has chosen us as his special jewel on the earth, and of course there is a battle in head and heart, whether this exercise part is body conscious, health conscious, or soul conscious. Yeah? But scientifically, as a medical person, as since childhood in Baba's knowledge, what we have observed, Brahma Baba's life, Mama's life, even that Chandramani's life, our dadis, yeah, the most senior people in our organization. So we will start from the Brahma Baba. At the age of 93, he was able to walk straight, yeah, not like this, straight. He was able to sit straight. And if you read his books, yeah, I am not motivating you at all. This is a truth in front of us, yeah. His life, it's almost like what we say, person should have four dimension of health. Four dimension of health. First is mental health. Second is physical health. Third is social health. And fourth is spiritual health. And now fifth is emotional health. Yeah? But emotional health come under the mental health. So that's the best combination what we have seen, especially when I studied Brahma Baba's life. Because, okay, since childhood, I am a sports person. And as vegetarian diet, because of Brahma Kumari, we have our principles for the food. How this beautiful combination of social health, physical health, mental health, and spiritual health. Like one sister, I can address you as a sister. She mentioned that after exercise, I feel much better for meditation, concentration. Okay, now your opinion is, you were in a fitness field, yeah? You wanted to do so many things for the body, like six pack or muscles, that is all in, we can say it's in a fashion, yeah? But behind that, there is a health consciousness. Health conscious means, suppose if the person have a diabetes, cardiovascular disease, or simple any lower body pain, back pain, exercise works as a medicine. I can give you a number of example what we are facing in the hospital, because less medicine, how exercise take the place of medicine, and you can do your work. Okay, now the second example, I definitely wanted to give you Dadi Janki's example. Dadi Janki, her age is now 98. Yeah, 3 months before, she gave a talk in hospital for hospital family, and she said, ask question. She told me, you ask me question. I said, okay, my question is for you. Dadi, first, whenever you meet Dadi Janki, whenever, any season, any time in the day, how her face's expression is same? Is it possible? See what happened, as a human being, maybe 10:30, 11, time is for drowsiness. You don't want to hear any lecture, and it's happened. 80% it happened. They just want to, and they will feel better. But if you say, if you see her any time, I ask you how your face, your facial expression is same. She said, that's related with the mental health. I have connected myself 24/7 to Baba. So when the person is connected 24/7 to Baba, of course you can see person's face. Yeah, there is no like headache. If the person have headache, so the wrinkles on the face. If we have some pain in the body, you won't feel comfortable to sit anywhere, while even food, while even eating, meditation, or Murli class, or at your workplace. So what you will do? Your heart is saying that I want to sort out my health. Or what do you feel? I'm a diabetic, no problem. I don't want to take medicine or I don't want to do exercise because it is body conscious. No. From 2002 to 2007, I was going for Dadi Prakash Mani's exercise. Lalita Ben knows that. Every day, without fail, 5 years, I was going to Global Hospital to Shantivan, where Dadi stayed. Why? Because the doctor advised her at the age of 82, she left her body at the age of 82. She must do exercise 3 times a day. 3 times a day, not 1 time a day. So my role as fitness advisor, I was going for 2 hours, because according to Dadi's diseases, for the joint movement, she needs the exercise. So that was not body consciousness. Yeah? I asked Dadi, during those days, Dadi, what is your opinion? We should do exercise every day or not? And why we should do exercise? I personally asked her. She said, Sujata, definitely we should do exercise every day because it gives energy to us. And specially, we always say, okay, one day you take a gap out of your 7 days. Rest, give rest to your body. But 6 days you can do. Okay, now the other side of the exercise, we are not advise anyone that you should go and do vigorous exercise and you should have a six pack or muscles or no. What the health conscious, under the health conscious, the person should have ideal body weight. Yeah? That's the how we can see, like the spiritual life. How we should have a combination, like brother is saying from Sri Lanka, he have a business of selling and buying lottery tickets, so he is walking around, moving. Yeah? So that's a exercise. okay, how can I say, I can agree with him, we should have 10,000 steps every day. Yeah? Do you agree with me? As a scientifically, 10,000 steps per day, every day, 24 hours. Yeah? Like steps, see, I am walking, that we can count. You can wake up to your bedtime, like 18 hours. You can count your steps 10,000, and when the person needs to lose their body weight or diabetes or cardiovascular, like how we calculate actually, if the person have a diabetes plus overweight, diabetes plus cardiovascular plus overweight, because when the person is overweight, they have to add some steps, then you will lose your weight, right? Means 1,200, 1,500 steps, 15,000 up to 15. I can give an example of how many people they know Dr. Pratap Midha. He is the director of the Global Hospital where I am giving my seva. Dr. Pratap Midha is the director of Global Hospital. Every day in his cell phone, he have a pedometer. Without completing 10,000 steps, he is not going to his bed. You can ask any time. See, that's when the person knows about the secret of your fitness. One brother from Philippines, you know that, the Dada, he came for Asian retreat 2 years back. He is a banker, he is a big person in Philippines, and when he came for diet consultation, I called him Dada because as his age, I said, you must do 10,000 steps per day. So what he did, he took out the pedometer, he showed me, he said, Sujata, I am doing every day 15,000 steps per day. That's how I am maintaining my mental health. Otherwise, bank, mathematics, money matters. You should have a good and sharp brain. Otherwise, people can make him fool. But he said, that's the secret of my fitness. See, means how you see what you want. I have just talked about the fitness only. Okay, how the sister said, after exercise, I feel good for meditation. Tell me, why she is feeling good for meditation? Is anyone knows? Okay, is anyone have that after exercise you feel drowsy, you feel sleepy, you feel disheartened? Why? If you are saying no, means you know why. Yes? Immediate supply of oxygen to brain. And anyone? And Lisa sister?
Good hormone.
You are coming to near that point. Yes. When person does exercise, endorphin, that the hormone name is endorphin, it's a good hormone, happy hormone. Yeah? It releases endorphin. Endorphin is a good happy hormone. It releases after exercise. You go any doctor in the world, yeah? Who is doctor, yeah? They will advise you do 45 minute to 60 minute walk. Do you agree? Why? You should ask. Whenever you take any advice from medical person, you must ask why I should do that. Okay. 45 minute to 60 minutes. 45 minutes walk, you can do 4,500 steps. That's one secret. The second is, when you start your exercise, the ATP channel in our energy cycle channel starts after 15 minutes. Yeah? That's how endorphin release. 15 minutes. So, when you finish 45 to 60 minute walk, that's give energy for next 24 hours. See, this is all interlinked. Why our meditation is 45 minutes? You never had that question? I always ask, why 45 minutes? Why 5 minutes not? Why Amrut Vela is 4 to 4:45? No question, yeah? See, why? Again, when it's not like we are all in Brahma Kumari, no. But any kind of meditation in the world, any kind of meditation, but we have aim, object, our principle, okay. But in meditation also endorphin release. Actually, I always think, Lalita Ben, everyone should know about this. Yeah? Then they will complete their meditation. Right? See, and why we say Brahma Murat? Why we are not doing meditation after 6 o'clock, after 5 o'clock? We are not considering like Amrut Vela. Why we do? Why we consider Amrut Vela means 4 to 45. This is our official time. Yeah? If you do 3:30, 3 o'clock, it's fine. There is extra marks. But, you agree? Why we say Amrut Vela? Okay, today I am asking you, why we should have...
After
5 o'clock? Okay, and?
I think I heard that it's something to do with your pituitary gland and hormone secretion, which is highest at that time?
Gamma, alpha, delta, yes. That is scientifically for the brain chemicals. And in Indian methodology, in Indian Sanskriti, in Indian culture, like only India have a 5,000 years history. No any other country, like 200 for Australia or America or whatever, yeah? But only Bharat has 5,000 years. And the Amrut Vela time, auspicious time, in non-Brahmin culture in India, like in Laukik, also they start their puja, worship, Brahma Murat time. See, we can correlate with this. And whatever you want in your life, Siddhi. What you say, Siddhi? Whatever you want, spiritual, with your, even for cancer patient. So many cancer patients, I am dealing with them as holistic approach. I have so many examples for, specially for cancer, at the age of 35, 40, 45, I advise them, they are not Brahma Kumaris. I advise them, please wake up at 3:30, clean your face, wash your face, do some stretchings for 10 to 15 minutes, pranayam, that we are going to perform, and do meditation. I advise them to put a candle and do meditation. And because the cancer patient have chemotherapy doses, yeah? 7 dose, 4 dose, 5 dose, they always have after 1 week, according to their cancer stage. Such a wonderful result, the doctors are asking, what you are doing, which medicine? There is no medicine, yeah? Only meditation. Yeah, but his dose is reduce, less. See, we have such a successful stories what we have. meditation. That's why I ask you, you should know about the value of Brahma Muhurat in different ways. Yeah? So how we are doing, like 45 minute meditation or 45 minute exercise? This is again mental health and physical health. Yeah? So our biological markers, like see, opposite to endorphin, what we have in our body?
Adrenaline.
Right. Sometimes what happens if the person have an interview or stage performance or any task, so what happens here? It comes, cramps in stomach, or you know, body language also takes place, adrenaline fast. And what you want to give in the interview, you forget. Especially teacher, you know that in the children, they forgot the right answers. So what happened? The adrenaline fast. So meditation and exercise make that in at the neutral level. See, meditation and exercise. What happened? Why you feel nice? Why you feel good in meditation? What happens? Sometimes people say, oh wow, we have a yoga bhatti, I did really 6 hour meditation. But you really look at that 6 hours, you did 60 minutes or you were just sleeping? Very nice. I was feeling very nice in meditation while having a good nap, moving here, what my work, my family, yeah, what I want to eat today, I want to eat before 8 days, you know. So many thoughts also in our meditation time. And we are enjoying that journey. And we don't know, sometimes people say, sister, we don't know how we passed 6 hours, really, it was very nice. But if you really ask the quality of meditation, exactly we ask quality of exercise. One sister, she came and she broke her lumbar bone. I said, what happened? At the age of 28. She said, I was watching television program, exercise program, and I was following that. The TV doesn't stop, like, yeah? And fast, fast exercise, and she wanted to follow, and she fell down and she broke. So whatever you want to do, you should have a proper guidance, yeah? Or the main before that, what your heart is saying. Okay, whether some people, they said, oh, exercise, no. We don't want to lose our weight with the exercise. They ask us, give us some weight reduction supplements, tablets, but no, we don't want to make any effort. And nowadays what happened? Bariatric surgeries. Tummy tuck. They take out the fat from the body, then your eating portions, small size, like a baby. Your age is 60, but you are eating like a 2-year-old baby. After 2 hours, just drink liquid. So many bariatric surgeries happening now in India. So many, our from Brahmin family also, they are doing that bariatric surgery because just we don't want to make effort. How Baba is saying, if you are not doing meditation, how you will your karmic account? Exactly. So exactly our trans fat, our overweight, how we can, without making effort, how we can get rid of from that. Yeah? The same. Even, so first, if you have in your mind the fitness or exercise is body conscious, now I am asking, is it body conscious or health conscious? Physical exercise is absolutely health conscious because last 10 years, so many yoga teachers, Hatha yoga teachers from Brazil, from UK, from Europe, from Kuwait, they met me and they said, we left hatha yoga, we left exercise because of Baba hasn't said any Murli in 77 years that you don't do exercise. Baba is said, you look after your body, you look after your body if you read carefully, but he hasn't said do vigorous exercise, no. You should take care of your body. Yeah? So, what I want to say, keep, sometimes we add our opinion, sometimes. But if you look at even our diet pattern, Baba haven't said any time you starve yourself, upvas karo, vrat karo, never. Yeah? He said, have light meals, like fruits, milk, sprouts, absolutely like a sattvic food. Baba never said, eat gulab jamun, eat samosas, eat pakoras, but what we are doing, we are eating. Yeah? Because celebration means something, deep fried means that is our definition, celebration. But if someone has given you some nice sprouts, fruit platter, said, oh, this is not a celebration. See, that is ours. But as health conscious, definitely you follow the diet, you celebrate yourself, not every day. Okay, if there is something special like Brahma Bhojan or Bhog or anything, we do understand Brahman life is celebration actually. Yeah? But celebration in what? Your smiling face. That Baba is always saying, your face reveals Baba. But when the smile will come? Eternal. But what? You tell me, if the someone have a very bad disease, I don't want to take off that name of that, he will smile? She will smile? If they have a really poverty, are they smile? I am talking about only Brahmins, not other people. Would they smile? How will balance, not only diet fitness, but Baba is saying, we read 3 times a day Murli, I think, or 2 times a day Murli, every day. Yeah, in every Murli, without fail, Baba have full confidence in us. He starts the line, Meethe Bacche. He knows that we are sweet. But sometimes we forget to add that sweetness. So he is reminding every day, we are also thinking last 77 years, Baba is every day saying, Meethe Bacche, still is saying, make good wishes, good vibrations, spread good wishes, good vibrations with children. Means somewhere, maybe in our Brahmin family, this bitterness is there, somewhere in depth. It's maybe due to the health problem, due to the mental problem, because depression, inferiority complex, insecurity. So many people, see, when they come for diet consultation to me, it's not only what you eat, it's definitely how you eat. Yeah? Which your mind, your status of your mind. Because what happens if the person is under depression, they will eat, eat and eat. Maybe they need a 1500 calorie, but they will eat 3500 calorie. What will happen? The person will go to the obesity, and obesity have a very good friend, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, osteoarthritis, back pain, and now there is no age. No age. What we have seen in 2 years, diabetes is spreading fast. Cancer. I'm talking about only Brahmin life. Now I'm not talking about the Laukik life. We feel, and you know, when the people, they are going to non-Brahmin doctor as a consultation, yeah, as their advice. The outside doctor is asking, oh, you are connected with Brahma Kumaris, your knowledge is so good. I am very happy in my life with listening the Shivani's lecture from the TV. And our Brahmin people, we have a system of all the time, yeah? 24 hours, everyone have the task according to their job or work or center, program or whatever. So why is the question comes actually? And what happened? I have seen that so many people, they come, they feel very good, they say, yeah, really, I wanted to change now. I wanted to do 2 days, 27th. Okay, I will take 3 days, I'll start from 1st of January. Or, yeah? The tempo is very good, motivation is there, you are in zeal and enthusiasm. 15, 20 days, first class, fine. Then slowly, 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 ratio comes. Like how exactly happened, you are in Madhuban 15 days or 3 weeks, high intoxication, whatever you want, you achieve, you get it. As you back to Sri Lanka or Japan or Laguna Beach or Denmark or Philippines, anywhere, yeah? The tempo slowly, slowly, slowly. Why? That's why Baba is always, every day he is also reminding, what is your aim and object? See, if you just think of that, in 5,000 years and in 84 birth, I don't know whether I have completed 84 or not, I don't know that. But I know my present, I know my this birth, I know what Baba has chosen me, so I should have unique lifestyle in my life. Yeah? Amongst the Brahmin family, because your health is okay, the world will salute you. But when we have seen the patient, as a patient, our people, our brother and sister, when they are bedridden, how many days you will inquire about them? No time. No one has time. 4 days, 5 days, 4 months, not for they will say, oh Baba, take him. Because he is such in pain. See how it happens. So, and if you are okay, definitely you will do your meditation and you will hit the target. Like Vedanti Ben, 2 days before I was with her having breakfast. I said, she told me that because there was a controversy about physical health, body conscious and fashion. Yeah? It's a good subject. I said, of course you look very active. What is the secret of that? She said, I don't take any clutter in my mind. That's a mental health. And my diet is very simple. I walk. That's my physical secret. Fine. She is an example, moving example in our complex right now. But she also mentioned, when your health is okay, you will complete the target of meditation. Yeah? Otherwise what will happen? Half the way, your time, your churning in the pain. So what is that? Baba hasn't chosen for that. Because he have a lot of hope for the world. Not only for this room. Not only for the 180 countries. For whole world. So we have such a responsibility. Not only in parents like 2 kids or 3 kids or 6-7 members in the family, we have so many crore people. Mansa Seva vibration, because now we are in 2014. So we are much, much, much responsible because time span is very short. See, 100 years is Sangam Yuga. You agree? Or who is not agree, 100 years is not Sangam Yuga? How many years we completed? 77 we completed. How many years left? 23, yeah? 23, right? Yes, 23 years left. Do you think we have 23 years? So how many years we have? How you don't know? We all experts are here. We should know. Just turn that. But not complicated. It is very simple. Okay? 100 years, Sangam Yug, everyone 100,000% is agree. Yeah? 77, agreed. 23 left, agreed. Now you and yourself, think that. How many quality of years you have now? Make a full stop of your rest of the life. Yeah? So, if suppose there is a business plan, if I ask Sister Lisa about the project, she must be having a plan for 2 years, 5 years or 10 years. Yeah? So the exact plan for your physical health, your mental health, all the four dimension health, like hit the target, Mansa Seva, how you will do, like make a, what we do actually, you just sit front of the globe, do your Mansa Seva with your positive vibration. But when, again, because you are taking support of your body, yeah, you are not detached from the body and you are going somewhere, but still, like Sujata is going somewhere, still the body name have that, but taking support of the Supreme Father's energy. So that's how, now 23 years, I am thinking today is the best day only. I am not looking for the 23 years. Today is the best day, how many score I have for physical health, like if you help someone, for the physical health even. Suppose you motivate anyone, like for the health checkup or if he or she have any problem, just guide, don't make it complicated. Yeah? Because everything in our hand, everything is available in different country. They have a good sources of the local vegetables, fruits, everything. I don't want to tell even ki you take it from India or you get it from Japan. No. Everyone have, God has given us abundant in that. But choose that balance between diet, fitness, meditation, your behavior style. Again, with the smiling, because some people, I have noticed personally, I'm just talking about myself, I have noticed that some people in Brahmin family also, what our observation is, oh, I want to ignore, that's it. Is it right? I want to ignore, for what? Person. Suppose we say we are one family, okay? When we are one family, why should we have that thought of ignorance? You can detach. If you don't want, you can detach. But don't give your mind any negative thought. Okay, suppose I want to ignore Lalita Ben. I want to ignore Lalita Ben and she is crossing me. Just give her good vibration. Just smile. God has given everyone have a good face, value. So you just smile it. If you don't want to wish her, but don't ignore with your facial expression what I want to tell. That also karmic account. And how it comes when person eats alkaline diet. See, why I am talking to you that? Alkaline diet. Now we are coming on the diet, then brother can put the some nice music that we can do some pranayam. Would you like to do some exercise? Because no one has asked me until 45 minutes. See, 45 minutes we completed. But no one asked you, are we going to do exercise or not? I like it. Okay, so what it comes, alkaline diet, positivity. Because acidic food means dyed food. If you eat refined food, acidic food, definitely you will feel sluggish. Definitely you won't feel energy in your body. See, have you noticed the saints or pope or nuns and higher authorities? What is their diet? What is the diet in Satyuga? In golden age? Have you heard any time pakoda in Satyuga? Any deep fried in Satyuga? You must have heard in Murli Shubhiras. Fruits. Yeah? You have one fruit and you will get all the flavors. Yeah? So we have to combine with the alkaline and acidic. I am not telling only alkaline, you have mixed combination. Alkaline means fruits, fresh fruits, not tin, and especially organic and fresh fruits, locally grown. Yeah? Because if I say, okay, California apple is very good, and if I'm having in India, but it is all the wax and chemical in that pesticides, but whatever is available at your place. Yeah, in that, seasonal fruits, right. Seasonal fruits. Fresh fruits. Second is lemon is also alkaline. So start your day with the lemon. Make the hot or warm water or according to environment. If it is cold, have a lukewarm or hot water and pour the water in the cup and then you add lemon. Yeah? Don't while during boiling the water. Then the residue would be acidic. That's the technique of even how to have lemon water, lime water. Fresh sprouts, green mung beans, you have alfalfa, chana, the sprouted. Fresh sprouts, yeah? Have with the chopped tomatoes or again lemon. Tomato, if you eat raw tomato, because it contains lycopene. So lycopene, it protects from the cancer. Lycopene. Yeah? So have at least one locally grown tomato every day. Or one lemon. Yeah? Fresh yogurt, skim milk yogurt. Fresh skim milk yogurt, not cream yogurt. Yeah? Take out the cream, have that yogurt. Yogurt will work as a probiotic. It kills the intestinal harmful bacteria. And if anyone have a intestinal problem, stomach problem, you can get cure with that just 150 grams, one bowl of yogurt, fresh yogurt. In yogurt you can add sprouts, or in yogurt you can have zucchini or lauki or squash. Yeah, that's also a very good combination for your heart. Warm means after yogurt it is warm, or the process? That's, it's a fresh. Like if 5 o'clock, or suppose morning 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, we make yogurt, the process, like warm up the milk and, yeah? And when you take that at 12:30 or 1 o'clock, that's the fresh, it's like a baby. Yeah? That is a very good yogurt. At the room temperature, yeah, not in the fridge. Just at the room, outside the fridge. That yogurt you can have any time, even sometimes in the afternoon people they make, have it for supper time like 7, 7:30, according to your body constitution. This is generally I am talking, but when the people have their specific problem, suppose asthma or different kind of problems, then we advise differently. Yeah, but this is I am talking general. Have soaked almonds, at least five soaked almonds. Why we soak almond? Why I am not telling you to have as a dry fruit, like eat, munch. We soak almond because if you eat in a dry form, it will increase your cholesterol level in your body. Yeah, when you soak it in the water overnight, not for 10 minutes, overnight, at least 12 hours. It needs at least 12 hours. The chemical composition change. You will reduce the cholesterol. That's the beauty of almond. Soaked one with the skin? You can eat with the skin. Yeah. Yeah. And if you have, see what happens when the person has combination of exercise and diet together. Exercise means there are different physical exercises. Walk is the number one. Yeah. If I'm not telling you to go for a gym, yeah, do weights every day, no. Simple walk. Suppose I have only this place in my house, that's it. At least walk 3-4 times a day. But walk with the concentration. Yeah? Like brother is saying, ki, I have a work for lottery. Okay, tell me now, this is a very good an example front of us. I should consider that is exercise or not? Why no? Person is saying he have a work, like lottery work, okay? So for the work he is moving all the time. So is it exercise or not? Okay, why no?
Because the person is not mentally focused on
it. Very right. Very true. Whenever you do, yes?
Not continuous.
Yes. Yes, yes, very true. Exactly like that, when you do, like, why we say Amrut Vela is not Karmana Yoga, yeah, Karma Yoga. It's not, right? So it's not exercise. Means, when you focus your mind and body together, you concentrate, that is your exercise. So whether you do pranayama, I must tell you that, you must have pranayama or breathing exercise. Yeah, it's the same. Breathing exercise every day. There is no chutti for that, no holiday for that. Because it take out the toxins from the body. And what we eat, that body absorption is going at the very well. Why it happens? Suppose if you give yourself time for 6 months, yeah? You must have observed that when the person have a cholesterol or any elements, what doctor, physician is saying that, go for 3 months medicine. Right? Why they are saying 3 months? Why they are not saying 2 months? Why? Okay. For cold, for fever, they will give you 8 days, 5 days antibiotic. Okay? I'm talking about certain diseases. Why 3 months? Because our cells change 30 days, 60 days and 90 days. 3 months. 3 months. In our fitness field, wellness field, what we say, give yourself 6 months. Suppose I am telling you start your day from today, like exercise and diet, body will not do today only. some exercise, not only 10,000 steps today only. Yeah? You will take time, 8, 10, 15, after 1 month, you will get it in your routine perfectly. Because whatever the physical exercise and diet, you should enjoy. Yeah? It's not like, oh, I have to do, like make face and then you do exercise. No. You should enjoy and you should wait for the next day when it comes. Like in hospital, in wellness department, I conduct every day last 15 years, morning exercise at 9 o'clock. It's aerobic and dumbbell and different kind of. So, if you enjoy the exercise, otherwise you can't do like non-stop. Yeah? Like meditation, definitely. If you just listen the same song, same posture, same. Human being and the earth, they won't change. Why you come Madhuban? Why you can't create Madhuban at your own home, at your own country? Why? Because everyone needs change. Yeah? Change the song, change the... Why creative meditation is there? Why Mirabai is conducting creative meditation? She is conducting beautiful meditation. How Lalita Bhajan is giving meditation commentary. Not every day same. Every day different. Yeah? So exactly like that, make a variety in your diet. I'm not telling you that only eat sprouts, fenugreek and chana and you say, oh, I feel vomiting, nausea. Person gets sickness of that. Make different combinations, different salads, different variety in rice, brown rice, buckwheat with the rice, vegetables with the rice, lentils with the rice, different, yeah? Mothers are here, so there is no problem because it's parents' retreat. So you don't have a problem. Problem happens for the bachelors actually. So that you are very fortunate. Even for Brahma Bhojan, even I am telling the center sisters in charge, make nice Brahma Bhojan. You know, it's quality of food also and healthy food also. So change, and whoever is visiting our center, like first timer, beginners and newcomers, they really appreciate that. Wow, vegetarian food, I mean, such a healthy and lovely food. That also makes a sense, and that's how alkaline food goes towards to the meditation journey. Why we say in tapasya, in bhakti, light? Do you know that? When we used to do tapasya or when we do bhakti in our hospital or especially in Madhuban, we always have light. Fruits, you replace your meal with the fruits. Light. It's alkaline again. Even the saints, sannyasis, sadhus, yeah? The spiritual gurus, they also eat light. And now 18 January, Brahma Baba's day. In my 22 years, I haven't seen there is a breakfast. Right? Just the carrot milk and dates and fresh coconut. That's it. Because no one wants to even eat because everyone in silence, meditation. And you just observe the way you eat, how you eat, what amount of food you eat, what type of food you eat, you see your behavior is changed. 1000%. If you eat slowly, no constipation problem. But if you eat fast, in 5 minutes I have to eat because I want to catch train or bus or vehicle for my work. Stomach problem will start. Your heart problem will start. Your lactic acid accumulates in the body. And everyone have lactic acid accumulates in the body. It's a bad. That's how we say we have a pain, shoulder pain. Heavy shoulder, back pain, yeah? With the exercise, you can take out your lactic acid from your body. There is a one benefit of exercise. That's how after exercise you feel so good. Endorphins are there, but when you take out the lactic acid, garbage from the body, you feel light. Yeah? So brother, if you just put some Om music, sit straight. We are going to do some 10 minutes breathing exercise. Then if anyone have a question, then we'll do some one more exercise. Yeah?